Bible. But you got to watch. These are dangerous scriptures. Scriptures like this is dangerous. Because everybody said, well, there's time to kill, time to dance, time to, you know, it's all right to dance. Or, you know, you can take scripture and prove anything or back up anything. If you take a verse out of context, you can prove anything you want to. So let's look at it. To everything there is a season, everything, and time to every purpose under heaven. Verse 2, a time to be born, obviously. A time to die. Stop right there. You could say there's a time to be born again and use it spiritually. There's a time to be born again, which is now. And a time to die. Let's think about a time to die just a second. We could teach a whole lesson on this, but ever since I've been saved, I've heard it both ways. I believed it different ways. And to be honest with you, this is one of them things I still don't know what I believe, but I think I do. And that is a time to die. You've heard it said all your life, God has a certain time for you to die, and when that time comes, you're going. Scripturally speaking, that really ain't exactly right. You can hasten your time or prolong your time. But God knew when you're going to die anyway. He knew He was going to prolong it, so He knew He was going to die on the right. Like if He's wanting you to die when you was 28 on the 18th of June, and you live right, He'd prolong your days till you're 40. But He knew He was going to die when He was 40 anyway, so I don't guess it mattered. You just thought that was your time. I don't know. But the Bible does say that. Turn over to chapter 7. Let me show you something. Turn over to chapter 7 and look at this verse of Scripture. This is a good one. And it'll be good when we get to it. Look at verse 16. Be not righteous over much, neither make thyself over wise. Well, everybody loves that verse too. Don't be righteous over much. Now, come on now, you can overdo this church business. You're trying to convert the world. Why shouldst thou destroy thyself? Look at verse 17. Be not overmuch wicked. Just be a little bit wicked. Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldst thou die before thy time? What about that? You can die before your time. You can shorten your days. You've heard people say, I believe he shortened these days. Now, it's obvious. Somebody said, well, you can't die till the Lord gets through with you. That's true. But I tell you what, you can make your time anytime you want. Run up there in front of a truck on the interstate, jump right in front of a big truck, and you can make it your time. Now, I've heard people say, well, if God didn't want you to die, you jump in front of one of them big trucks, it's your time. You can mark it down, buddy. I have heard people trying to kill herself, and it didn't work. I've heard people putting a gun right here, blowing half her face off, and live through it. Now, look, if you're going to kill yourself, for heaven's sake, kill yourself. You know? Right. That's right. And I was going to get to that. Now, normal lifespan of 70. So what he's saying is God gives man 70 years, 70 normally. And if you die before that, it's dying before your time. It don't necessarily mean that you had a date on the calendar that you was going to die and nothing, you're indestructible till then. Which I don't know if that's true or not. Right. Yeah. We like that guy said to these old guys out talking over in Vietnam, and these two guys over there talking. He said, man, what you scared of? He said, I'm afraid of them bullets flying over me. He said, man, you can't die before your time. He said, you can't die to one of them bullets got your name on it. He said, them bullets ain't got your name on it coming by here. He said, no, but he said, what scares me is these bullets coming by that says to whom it may concern. You know, it can kill anybody. Like the guy's trying to get him to go up in an airplane. He said, fly in this airplane. Well, he said, no, sir, I ain't getting up there in no airplane. He said, oh, come on, man, you can't die till your time comes. And he said, no, sir, you ain't getting me in that thing. He said, you don't believe you can die till your time comes, do you? And he said, no. He said, well, come on, go. You can't die till your time comes. He said, well, what if we get up there and your time comes? That's something else to think about, you know. I don't want to be in a car with him if his time comes. I could go at the wrong time. So, honestly, sometimes we're wrong when we say, I'll just live dangerous and do whatever. I'll eat. I don't matter if I eat right. I'll eat all the fat back I want. Not exercise them. I can't die. The Lord gets through with me. He might be through with you a lot sooner than you think. Anybody else will comment on that? Words of wisdom. No doubt. No doubt. I mean, God knows. See, He knew before you was born when you was going to die. But then He just sort of plays with it there through your life that it can be any time. Because that way you can't figure it out. Let me ask y'all a question. How many in here would like to know when and how you're going to die? Raise your hand. I will. I don't. Would you? I don't know if I would or not. Let me ask that question again. How many would like to know when and where or how you're going to die? It's four or five of you. Ah, boy, it'd be awful them last few days. You'd be like the man said, he turned to the doctor and he said, "Doctor, I broke my arm in two places." And the doctor said, "Stay out of them places." If you knew where he's going to die, just don't go there. Go ahead, brother. That's right. I was going to get to that, too. Hezekiah was going to die. He'd already going to die, buddy. And turned and prayed and said, "God, help me." And God gave him 15 years. Added to him 15 years. And that's like my mom. They had gave up on my mom over the Christmas holidays. I mean, she was gone. Me and my sister had literally talked about her funeral, what we was going to do. She was, her blood pressure was 70 over 40. And they said her kidneys had failed. And we prayed, and I done what I always do. When I get serious, I call Miss Kerr. I said, "Please pray," and everybody's praying. And the Lord added my mom some time. Sure did. Who else wants to say something? What about that knowing when you're going to die, brother? I guess I'd like to know, but I don't know if I really want to. You just don't want to know? That's a tough one. I mean, just think about it. If you knew you was going to die June 12th, you'd do some witnessing. I promise you. You'd do some Bible reading. I guarantee you. Be a nervous wreck, man. But you could sure live dangerous till then. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, anyway, there's a time to die. And the time comes. That time comes. You have a set time. Look at verse 2. We've got to hurry here. Verse 2. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. That's where you got them plucking them chickens, that fellow did. Time to pluck them chickens. That'll preach, won't it? A time to plant and time to pluck up that which is planted. That's obviously spring, planting your garden. And then now, you know, these young people nowadays are really cheated. They've never even been in a garden. They don't even know. One thing I thank God, my daddy wasn't educated, but he made me and my sisters go out and plant garden when we was growing up. And he'd grow. Daddy done his with a mule. I remember Dad doing his with a mule when I was little. That's a hard way. And then finally he got a tiller. And plowed it up, laid the rows off, and he'd give us a hand, a little bag full of corn, and he'd say, "Drop two of these ever so far," you know. And it was a blessing to me then, as a kid, 10, 11 years old, to watch that corn come up. You know, these kids nowadays, they think you get biscuits off a biscuit bush or something, a popcorn tree or something. They have no clue. Honest to goodness, some of them eat chicken. Jessica Simpson. She saw the buffalo had wings. They said buffalo wings. She said, "She didn't know buffalo had wings." These kids nowadays are so stupid, they couldn't survive outside of a city where they wasn't a McDonald's on ever. And that's sad. How many of y'all have ever planted or helped your daddy and plant a garden? Raise your hand. Thank God. That's about 80% of us in here tonight. 90%. That's good. Now, let's talk about this time to plant just a minute. Now, Brother Derek, he's a great farmer, he says, claims he can grow the best tomatoes in town. Do you believe that you get the almanac out and go buy it and plant? Well, I don't know. Do you? Does she? Well, I got one illustration for you. One man said he planted corn or whatever, a couple of days before the full moon or something, and then he planted some more the day another 3 weeks later. Wait a minute. Somehow or another he did it that way. But the ones he planted by the moon caught up with the other. Growed so fast it caught up with the other corn. That's what he said. Yeah, they're good. I tell you what Mom used to say. Mom used to say, they'd come out and say, Rastus, you get out of that garden because them taters got eyes and you ain't got no drawers on. Mom used to say that when I was little. That's awful, man. Rastus ain't got no drawers on. Who else got an illustration of that? See, isn't the Bible an amazing book? You can get on everything. People think the only thing in the Bible is long hair and, you know, and short skirt. Brother, everything's in this book. Everything. It's a book of life. Anybody else? About this planting business. Got any expert farmers, garden growers in here tonight? Well, I don't. I'm not one. I don't even know if the almanac's right. But there must be something to it. There's bound to be. Because all them old-timers wouldn't have... You know, you take somebody who lives 600 and 700 years, you could learn something 700 years. You know, people 30 are smarter, 40 are smarter, 50 are smarter, 60... You get a lot smarter the older you get. Imagine a man 389, how much he'd know about years and cycles and stuff. All right? Time to plant. Verse 3. Now look at this. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to rebuild, my song says, but a time to build up. A time to kill. Now you say, oh, right there it is. My time to kill him now because what he done to me. Well, what does that verse of Scripture mean? It's obvious. It's obvious. There are times when God authorizes killing. Now, it don't say kill a person. There are times when God authorizes killing a person. In war, in defending your country. You may not believe that. You may be one of these bleeding hearts, environmentalist people who don't believe you believe it's wrong for us to defend our... You're supposed to let terrorists come in here and blow us all up and not raise a finger. But there's in the Bible, God authorized righteous wars. He sure did. I mean, he sure did. And I'll tell you another time, when a person has capital punishment, the Bible authorizes capital punishment from one end to the other. Well, you cannot say, I believe the Bible, and say, I don't believe in capital punishment. It's all the way through it. I don't like to think about it. If I'd done something that's going to put me in an electric chair, I'd quit believing in it right quick. But the truth's the truth. The Bible does teach it, Old Testament and New Testament. Paul said, if I have done things worthy of death, I refuse not to die. That's the Apostle Paul under grace. And we're just living in a very wimpy sort of generation that don't believe in it. A righteous war. And then, you know, it might be time to kill your dog. You know, sometimes you got to kill your dog or shoot your horse. Time to kill. You don't call it killing. You call it putting them to sleep, but you're killing it. Somebody said, well, I had to have them put to sleep. You mean you had it killed. Anybody want to talk on that? Well, you know, there's a story. Did y'all hear on the news in Texas down there the other day? Somebody's next door neighbor's getting robbed. A man went out and killed two of them guys. Well, they're probably going to charge him with something. But I don't know if you can go shoot somebody just because they're breaking in your neighbor's house. But if they're coming in on you and threatening your property, or your wife, your kids, then you have a right to defend yourself. I don't think you should be happy. Oh, boy, I'm going to get the kill. Step 1 foot over here, buddy. I'll blow your brains out. You know, don't be like that. There's a lot of them say people want to kill somebody. There's something wrong with you. But I don't think, y'all correct me. Anybody correct me if I'm wrong. You have a right to defend what's yours, however you've got to do it. Right? Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know what? That's not murder. A lot of people think that when we fight terrorists, we're murderers. No, sir. We're even called terrorists. Bush is called a terrorist. If we're defending our country and keeping them coming over here killing us, you're not. Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt do no murder. Premeditated murder. You can't just go out here and kill somebody just because you don't like them. You can't just go out here and shoot somebody because they done you wrong. But you do and have an obligation. The Bible says if any man provide not for his own, especially them of his own household, he's denied the faith more than infidel. You're supposed to protect your family. A man's not a man. Lord, I heard about one man. I heard something say, honey, what was that? You go see. Maybe wife get up. You know, that's pitiful. That's pitiful. Go in there and see if it is. I got to go to work in the morning. See if that's a robber. Anybody else? I know we brought up some questions here, so don't be scared to ask them. Like that guy's laying under the bed. No, he wasn't laying under the bed. The two little boys was talking. And he said, my daddy can whoop your daddy. And he said, yeah, my mama can whoop my daddy. You know, that's the way it was. Anybody else? Time to kill. Time to kill. See, people like Charles Manson, all that, people abuse Scripture like that. People take advantage of Scripture. That's why a lot of times churches preach against the doctrine of eternal security. They think, well, if you tell people that, they'll just live like a devil. You tell the truth. If somebody abuses it, that's their problem. They're going to answer to God for it. Anybody who abuses the Scripture will answer to God. The context is authorized by God. A time to kill, a time to heal. Of course, a time to help people and help them healing. Hospitals, doctors, nurses, medicine, everything. A time to break down, time to build up. In the sense of building up walls, tearing down walls and countries and causing peace and stuff like that. And building up, time to weep and a time to laugh. Look at verse 4. The Christian life ain't all supposed to be somber and solemn all the time, but it ain't supposed to be just a bunch of laughing and cutting up all the time. We're supposed to be both. We're supposed to weep with them that weep and rejoice with them that rejoice. We went to Miss Sherry's mother's funeral yesterday up in the mountain. They were weeping. At that time, we were to weep with them. And then we was over there cutting up in the new church last night. But we had a singing group over there, the Shine Light Girls. Brother James, you ought to heard them up there. I'm telling you, they're sounding good in that new building. You can about feel the Lord starting to come in there. And we was just cutting up laughing. There's a time to weep. There's a time to laugh. And I've heard Dr. Ruckman say this many times. You can tell a lot about somebody by what they laugh at. What they think's funny. Teenagers today bother me. You start preaching, they start laughing. And they laugh at stuff you ain't supposed to laugh at. There's stuff on TV that ought to make you sick, and you sit and laugh at it. There's something wrong with you. Some of it ought to make you mad. It's not funny. That ain't stuff to laugh at. And then there's something that really is funny, they just sort of roll their eyes. You know? There's a time to weep. There's a time to laugh. We all get together and have a youth rally and cut up, act a fool, and have a big time. We laugh. Then there's time we get in here and just bawl our eyes out and pray. You shouldn't just be the same thing. You shouldn't just be a big cut up, and then you shouldn't just be old Sarapus all the time. I mean, you ought to. There's a time to weep, time to laugh. Anybody have an illustration on that? Help me if you did. All right. Look at this one, verse 4. A time to mourn. Of course, when you go to the funeral home, people hurting, bleeding. Heart broke, divorce, disease, and a time to dance. There it is, a time to dance. I've heard a lot of people tell me, see there, Brother Danny, you can't say dancing wrong. The Bible said there's a time to dance. It sure does. It sure does. I ain't arguing with you. I ain't arguing with you. The Bible says a lot about dancing. But in the Bible, there's several places. I ain't got time to turn to them. Back there in Exodus, Moses come down and he heard music and dancing, and it was the wrong kind. is worshiping a golden calf. He threw the Ten Commandments down, broke all the Ten Commandments at one time. The only man ever done that. And just like that. And boy, when he did that, that was because of music and dancing. They were dancing around a golden calf. And I don't know this, but I just about... Well, it does say part of that. The people were naked. That the kind of dancing that makes you take your clothes off and worship the wrong God is not the kind of dancing it's talking about here. They ain't... I used to say this. People ask me about that when I first got saved. You know, all your friends find out you say this. They say, well, the Bible said there's a time to dance. I remember I'd always say, and the time for that is before you got saved. That's how I got out of it. I always told them that. Time to dance, yeah, before you got saved, not after. But really, that ain't what that's talking about. There is a holy dance. And it ain't like them people do on TV. I mean, some of that stuff, boy, is getting mighty fleshly. When you got to have drums and a beat going, and then, you know, like that guy on my... Remember that guy? That's the wrong kind of dancing, man. That's the wrong kind of dancing. Y'all remember that guy? That Baptist preacher went and got whatever he got, and he's going, that organ music going, and the Holy Ghost moving. Now, the right kind of dancing, all right. The Bible said David danced before the Lord with all his might. But it's a holy dance. Would y'all like me to illustrate how David danced? I knew you would. I'm making an absolute fool out of myself tonight. You ain't got the video camera on, have you? This is the way you dance before the Lord with all your might. God, hallelujah! Woo! Thank you, Jesus. That's how you dance. It ain't like this. Like that. That is not dancing before the Lord with all your might. You know, it ain't. It ain't rain on me, you know, like Snake and them done. It's a different kind of, but with all your might. But he and his wife got mad. His wife got mad. Said, how glorious was the king of Israel today? Uncovered himself in front of all the maids. He's down there flirting with all them girls. And David said, yeah, and I'll be more vile than this. The Lord that delivered me, and buddy, he shouted out, and the Lord shut her womb up. She never had no young'uns the rest of her life. So don't make fun of somebody that's praising God and dancing with all their might. But I'm telling you, the dancing that you see on MTV and BET and VH1 ain't no way under God's heaven that's right. Ain't no way. That's wicked, fleshly. I mean, that's all sexual. And you know that, and I know that, and ain't no use trying to act like it ain't. Now, I'm going to bring up one more thing that most preachers wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole, but ain't nobody here but us and the Lord and the devil, so I'm going to say it anyway, because I'm going to have questions about this. I have had lots of Christians ask me, Brother Danny, is it wrong for me and my wife to dance? Boy, that got your attention, didn't it? And you have all kinds of opinions on this. Isn't that quiet it is in here? They used to come out with that waltz, you know. I mean, if you and your wife, if you say this, everybody's gonna say, "Well, he said it." You know, here's what I always tell people: anything that don't hurt you spiritually or physically is between you and God, and that goes for anything between husband and wife. Anything that don't hurt you spiritually or physically is between you and God. Lord, it's quiet in here. Our church ain't never been this quiet. If you and your wife want to moonwalk in your bedroom, that's between you and God. As a matter of fact, I heard that Brother Derek and his wife, he's really the one that asked me this question. No, I got to go ahead.
Oh! We'll save that for the sweetheart banquet.
How many of y'all would like to see Brother Derek get down with this, Miss Shaughnessy? Go ahead. I don't know, man. Shh. No. Still. Yeah, they used to. Yeah, they quit. I mean, you know, because that's the wrong atmosphere.
Yeah.
My sister took us to a place down there in Hickory where they used to have old square dancing and stuff, and I knowed he'd do it. My daddy got out there. I knowed he would. Daddy got out there and he didn't even know. Took my sister out there and they was dancing around. And I was sitting there. And back then I was really, 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 really afraid for anybody to see a smudge on my testimony. You know, I was real self-righteous. I was younger. And I thought, boy, I hope I don't see nobody I know here. And look, and there was the city manager and the mayor of Marion. That's what they do on Saturday night. Go down there and they do this kind of thing. My flesh wouldn't even like that. I don't know what anybody gets out acting like. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't really say that's a sin. Lord, I don't know. I tell you what I like to see somebody do is clog. That's amazing to me. I don't see how they do it. My sister had a clogging team. Man, them little kids, they could do that stuff. Every one of them, just like, I don't know, it's tap dancing, clogging, or they call them Smoky Mountain cloggers or something. But I've opened up a big mess here. But how many of y'all would like to see Brother Ray and Miss Janie clog? Did? Can anybody in here clog? I should have known you could. You're a redneck enough. Gina, how many of y'all would like to see Miss Gina clog for us? Get out there and cut the rug. Kevin. The truth is coming out. I'm just kidding. I don't care. I'm just kidding. I don't care. Well, we're uncovering those secret sins here tonight. Amen. Ha! You know this stuff like they do, y'all. You young people, you know that ain't right. You know, that can't be right. It can't be right. Can't be. That kind of stuff they do on MTV and stuff, Lord, it's don't leave nothing to the imagination. Gone. Anybody else, right quick? Time to dance. That's right. Where there's not alcohol, where there's not taking God's name in vain, I mean, you know. That's right. How many of y'all would like to see Jason and Crystal do a little demonstration? I'm just kidding. I used to go to the dances when I was in school, and I couldn't dance. I still can't dance. Never have been able to dance. I just couldn't do it. My sister could do any dance. I mean, anything that come out, she could do it just like that. But I just couldn't dance. I wanted to play the music. I said, Jens can dance. I want to play the music. And I still can't. I used to go to school dances, and all of us boys just sat there. The girls would have to go out there and dance with each other. Is that the way it was when y'all went to dance? I'd finally get out there and look stupid and try to do a dance or something. I just can't do it. Never have been able to. Anybody? Huh? Well, my sweetie didn't want me to, I don't reckon. All right, we're right out of time here, y'all. We're going to have to stop on that one. We didn't get the four verses. We'll, next time you get to throw rocks at each other. Verse 5.